Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Dire Straits released their first major label single, Sultans of Swing, on this day in 1978, recorded on a £120 budget. The song was first recorded as a demo in July of 1977 and quickly acquired a following after it was put on rotation on London radio. The song written by Mark Knopfler, which is one of his favourite songs to perform.
I like playing all the old songs. I really enjoy it, but I've got to try and keep something in them that is the song, because they're landmarks for people. The songs are milestones for people in their lives, and they use them, and they've used them to live with, and I love that.
With the Sultans, we're the Sultans of Swing.
A year later in 1979, ABBA shot to number one on the UK album chart with Voulez-Vous, the group's fourth number one album. Still in 79, Supertramp went to number one on the US album chart with Breakfast in America, the group's only US number one. It featured three US Billboard hit singles, The Logical Song, Goodbye Stranger, and Take the Long Way Home. Roger Hodgson, former co-founder of the group.
Yeah, well, Supertramp started in 1969. We were together for 14 years, and then Breakfast in America was our biggest album, and that was number one everywhere in the world for the longest time. And then I left the band 3 years after Breakfast in America in 1983. But the main reason that I left the band was I had two children at that time and a family, and I realized that having put everything in me into Supertramp for 14 years, all my passion and drive and everything else, I realized I could not do Supertramp and a family and do them both well.
Don't you look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. I'm not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get along. What you got?
And on this day in 1990, Madonna started a three-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Vogue. It became the singer's eighth US number one and seventh UK number one hit.
Vogue.
Birthdays today, British pop singer Yasmin Evans. Better known as Yaz, who scored the 1988 UK number one dance track The Only Way Is Up, is turning 60 today. She talks about how that single changed her life.
Absolutely life-changing, transformed me in many good and many difficult ways as well. And very touched me as an artist because of the personal communication that you have with people who love that song so much and continue to love that song.
The only way is up.
And Phil Rudd, drummer with AC/DC from 1975 through to 1983, and again from 94 through to 2015, turned 66 today. The 1980 album Back in Black has sold over 49 million copies.
I'm the best live rock drummer that's ever walked the planet. This bugger, I think of myself, but I can't help it. This is who I am.
That is Today in Music, Tuesday the 19th of May, Mix 104.9.